Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Council moves repeal of malicious harms ordinance forward. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. The Gillette City Council advanced the proposal to repeal the city's malicious harms ordinance on a 4-3 vote Tuesday night, following more than an hour of emotional public comment. The measure now heads to a third and final reading. Most speakers urged the council to keep the ordinance, saying its removal would damage Gillette's reputation, make the community appear unwelcoming, and weaken protections for vulnerable residents. Several residents said that even if it is rarely used, the ordinance helps define Gillette's values and sends an important message to young people and those considering moving to the community. Multiple council members opposing the repeal said they've received an overwhelming number of emails and calls from locals and people across Wyoming who fear the change could drive residents away and cost businesses and jobs. Supporters of the repeal argued the city already has laws that addressed assault, threats, and harassment without adding enhanced penalties based on the motive. They said the ordinance creates arbitrary categories, offers a false sense of security, and represents a shift towards policies many residents specifically moved here to avoid. Repeal supporters again asked opponents to cite any cases where the ordinance harmed someone or negatively affected a business.
Again, I would really love to hear from anybody in the community that has been negatively impacted by this ordinance, because when we are making comments here as a council, I have not heard any comments by other council members. None. So I am really curious why this is being brought forward. I would love to know if somebody has been harmed by this ordinance.
The council will take up the issue for a final vote at the upcoming meeting. Wyoming eyes new path to export low-carbon natural gas to Asia. Wyoming's natural gas industry may have a new route to Asian markets as demand grows in countries like Japan for low-carbon, responsibly produced gas, something Wyoming has in abundance. Cowboy State Daily reported for years Wyoming has been blocked from exporting fossil fuels to Asia due to permitting decisions in West Coast states. Washington State refused to license a coal export terminal, and Oregon shut down the proposed Jordan Cove natural gas terminal despite federal approval. But a new opportunity is emerging just south of the U.S. border. A major export facility in Baja California, Mexico, is nearing completion. The Energia Costa Azul Terminal, built by San Diego-based Sempra Infrastructure, was originally designed as an import site but is now being retrofitted to export North American natural gas. According to Western States and Tribal Nations President Andrew Browning, the first phase of the terminal is 95% complete and expected to begin exporting in spring 2026. While initial volumes are already contracted, a second phase would quadruple capacity, and Browning's group is pushing hard for that expansion to use Rocky Mountain gas, including supplies from Wyoming. Their newly released report outlines two export pathways, one through Baja California and another through the Pacific Northwest, which Browning says could be more feasible today given rising electricity demands and changing energy policies. Browning argues the new power needs, especially from AI data centers, have states like Washington and Oregon facing potential power shortages by 2030, making natural gas a necessary bridge fuel. Wyoming producers are also gaining traction by lowering emissions. Companies like Jonah Energy and Pure West Energy have earned international recognition for reducing methane intensity, helping brand Wyoming gas as a premium, cost-reduced product. Browning says exporting Rocky Mountain gas to Asia could cut life cycle emissions by 40% to 50%, positioning Wyoming as a part of the global climate solution rather than an obstacle. Browning said, "You don't have to throw away your climate goals to use natural gas. We're part of the solution." That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shalane.